You hear this young man on the air quite a bit. Good morning, Donnie.
Well, good morning.
Can you say Merry Christmas to all the folks out there?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh, say it again real loud.
Merry Christmas.
On Christmas morning in 1946, Warren Nielsen invited two young brothers to sing on his KMA radio program in Shenandoah.
Donnie, what'd you get for Christmas? What'd Santa Claus bring you?
You got a pocket knife, a football.
Donnie was 9 years old, and it would be another decade before he and his brother Phil would become the famous Everly Brothers.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
The talented Everly family was well known around Shenandoah. Parents Ike and Margaret were studio musicians and later had their own radio program. For their two young sons growing up in southwest Iowa, entertaining was in the family's DNA.
Oh, that was really swell, Donnie Everly. Thanks a whole lot. Here's a fella next. He didn't sleep all night. He was rehearsing his song, I hear. I hear you were singing your song in your sleep, Philip. Is that right?
That's what Mother said, but I don't know.
Philip, how old are you?
7 years old.
You're 7 years old, uh-huh. Well, folks, here is Philip Everly now, and he's got a very fine song for you. It's Silent Night.
At the time of this local radio show 61 years ago, no one could imagine how popular the Everly Brothers would become later when they harmonized together. In 1957, they sang their first big hit in this vintage performance posted on YouTube.
18, 20. I think Pat Boone is old enough to be their grandfather. They have a wonderful record, Bye Bye Love. Sing.
Within a year, the Everly Brothers had two number one singles on Billboard, including this favorite, and a later version during troubled times that led to a memorable split in 1973.
Dream, dream, dream. In my arms when I...
The singing duo had more than two dozen top 40 hits and a style that influenced many other major recording artists. 40 years after singing Christmas carols in Iowa, the Everly Brothers were among the first superstars inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, they perform infrequently, but their music remains popular and their fans are dreaming of another reunion. Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Dream, dream.